entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 721. That's 721.
Uh-oh.
You haven't got it up?
Uh-oh.
This is funny. See, Rev has this little drum and cymbal that he plays, and he had to get it out of a box. It's 721. He found it. All right.
I owe you one.
Well,
there you go.
Aren't you doing Hot Harley Nights tonight?
Tomorrow night, Rock and Roll Damnation. AC/DC tribute, Hot Harley Nights tomorrow night. Start about 7:30 and go until 11. So, and that's at the downtown outdoor. You know, at the end of the parade, they all come downtown. They have the big parade at J&L. Starts tomorrow evening. Then they all get a police escort downtown.
Right.
And then there's 20,000 people down there with a big party. So, right at Gateway to the Falls, right off Phillips and 4th.
Just what Sioux Falls needs, another
Phillips
party.
Heck yeah.
And the Rev is the party meister that goes with it. All right. We'll be talking to several businesses in our first hour, including the Tour de Cure, which is tomorrow, all designed to help on the diabetes front. Janet Harvey in the building this morning. Comfort King, we've talked about why a good night's sleep is important, and the factory meister himself joins us to kind of explain why the rest is the key part of feeling good the next day. But let's start with Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal. On Monday, she provided us with the BJ's cover story of the week. The story this week, the re-imaged road for redeveloping the Weber Avenue corridor. Jody, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, I think our cover story opened a lot of eyes this week. I got some feedback from many people who had no idea what might become of Weber Avenue. So it's always nice when we can share some of those long-range plans and visions. And in this case, we looked at what the city is calling its Weber Avenue Corridor Study. So that takes this street from Falls Park Drive to East 8th Street. So really in the heart of downtown, and on the eastern edge of where we were starting to see some really good redevelopments. You know, Basin Railroad is, of course, a great success story. They're full. If you want a spot on the boardwalk, get on the list. A lot of the loft apartments and the buildings in that surrounding area, same thing, wait list. So what that naturally does is encourage development in the adjacent areas, and that takes us to Weber Avenue. So I think the city has put some good concepts together, and you can take a look at those in greater detail on our website, as well as businessjournal.com. But what we're really seeing potentially is a transition from more of an industrial look along Weber Avenue to more of a creative urban vibe. There's a neat concept out there for what they're calling an artist village or an artist colony that would create some affordable studio and living space, maybe micro apartments even for artists who want to live around each other. You know, creativity sometimes feeds off of itself, and then also be close to the downtown. So that's one to watch. And then the whole area around Falls Park is going to just continue, I think, to see a good evolution next year. We know that the Excel substation likely will move. It's relocating to a new site on the former Stockyards property, so that opens up more green space. There's talk of repurposing a city-owned quarry, maybe adding some live entertainment. So who knows? You know, Rev might be performing live from the quarry this time next year. I guess we'll see.
That'd be cool.
But just lots of good ideas and vision for that area. These plans don't happen overnight, though, Bill. I think we'll talk about Weber Avenue many times in the years to come. Several people I talked to in the course of reporting the story said it might be 10 years before we fully realize, you know, the look of what they're envisioning here. But you got to start somewhere. So they start with a plan. If you want to learn more about Weber Avenue, like I said, just go on our website. That story is still there.
Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal. Other breaking news this morning, the pipeline through Harrisburg, a tourist trap.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Probably something to watch there. But we have had a lot of interest. It's kind of funny how sometimes development comes together in one little area of the community, and it just takes off. And in this case, in this week, it's 49th and Louise. So the reason I say that is because first we can report that the Extreme Automotive location will be moving at the end of the month. So that, of course, is right on the corner of 49th and Louise. the long-range plan there is actually to relocate into a brand-new dealership, which will be out in a newly developing area, not far from Harrisburg, to piggyback off of that, but in the neighborhood of 85th and Minnesota. So Jerry Barr of Jerry's Auto Sales is the owner also of Extreme Automotive, and he plans to start looking at building seriously on that site next spring. So that will open up a key property there at 49th and Louise, and it is under contract and is expected to develop into a mix of uses, including some retail. I think it's going to be a really appealing piece of property for national retailers because it's so close to the mall. Now, when I say that same area is also driving more development, I'm talking about the expansion of Plains Commerce Bank, which if you have not driven by that one along 49th Street, you should. It has really taken off and is nearing completion. So they're starting to lease up space in that. In addition to the bank, there's room for retail and office, and we can announce that the first retailer in that will be Pizza Rev, which is a growing national pizza chain. And the concept here is create your own. So you go through a line, you pick your sauce, you pick your toppings, they bake it up for you right there, and you're good to go. Tied to the Buffalo Wild Wings Corporation nationwide, and they're seeing a lot of good fast growth. So we're the next new market for Pizza Rev, but keep an eye on that intersection of 49th and Louise. I don't think we're done talking about that one.
Program note, in our second hour, one of your favorites, Ron Nelson, will be here with Tom Cruise of Pita Pit.
Absolutely,
one of the
yeah.
fastest growing chains there in our 10:30 segment this morning.
Okay.
Be interesting
yeah.
to talk that.
Whenever I hear Tom Cruise, you know, you kind of got to stop, pause. Yes, Tom Cruise of Pita Pit.
Oh, come on.
Actually,
I know your heart's going pitter-patter.
Yeah.
That's
like,
all right.
How'd you land that one, Bill? Okay. No.
Well, you know,
okay, it's still
just
a good
stick
guess.
With me, Jody. We'll share some stories.
Okay. Yeah, Tom was actually Franchisee of the Year for Pita Pit. I'm sure they'll talk about this. Has had terrific success in Sioux Falls, and hard to believe he's up to three locations already. So
imagine that. Jody, we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota, traditionally follows Jody in our show, and she's with us this morning. She told me she sent me what the notes were. I didn't find them on my cell phone. So
I'll just carry it all
like
by myself.
I'll be like the audience. Who should we be watching for?
Right. You need to watch your inbox and your cell phone. Asking you to take surveys from your favorite online stores. So the current scam out there is that you get an email or text from, example, Amazon.com telling you that they're going to give you a $50 gift card after you complete the survey. So you complete the survey, and unfortunately, the gift card's out of stock, and they're going to send you some wrinkle cream or weight loss pills, something exciting like that. So, but they're really trying just to get more information from you. So, how do you spot these phony customer scams? Well, first off, don't ever believe what you see, because we know and we see time and time again that these major retailers, their logos get pilfered and cut and pasted onto new websites all the time and with very similar names. It could be Amazon.com/ Cust survey instead of customer survey, which isn't a URL that Amazon would have. So really do a little research there. Legitimate businesses never ask for credit card numbers or banking information in a customer survey. If they do ask for information, it's an address or an email. So always make sure that there's a link to their privacy policy, and then look at the top of your screen. And in the URL, does it say HTTPS? S stands for that security. When in doubt, do a quick web search, because people post about this information all the time. Phony blogs, phony emails, that sort of thing. And then, again, just look out for a reward that's too good to be true. You know, if they sent out a $50 gift card to everybody that took their survey, it would be a very, very significant amount. And if the survey is real, they're going to give you a drawing for a chance to win a gift card, or maybe a small percentage off something. So those are the things you want to watch for. Assume that any text message that you get from a major retailer that you did not sign up for may not be legitimate.
Interesting.
It's always something.
So if that hadn't been your security breach or problem this morning, what would have been? Number two on your list?
Well, you know what? There's several security breaches. But I was going to talk about vacations, what to watch for when you stay in a hotel. There's scams out there that you get a call from the front desk telling you that they don't have something's the matter with their credit card information. Can you give them your credit card one more time? Actually, what is happening, some scammers calling in through the switchboard, randomly asking for a room number. You pick up and they'll say, this is Joe Smith from the front desk. Can you give me your credit card information? I need to reprocess it as it didn't go through the first time. Well, Joe Smith doesn't work for the front desk.
Sneaky.
Yeah, so hang up the phone, call downstairs, ask if they called you. Chances are that they did not.
A lot of times we see businesses with reviews posted on their website.
Right.
If you have a bad experience, does it make sense to put it out as to what you got, providing that you're not exaggerating and you're not going too far? And will your name then become mud to somebody else?
Sure. You know, we know at the Better Business Bureau, reviews are driving everything. And we now offer reviews on our Better Business Bureau site. But like others, we offer businesses the opportunity to respond to those as well. You know, every business has its great days and its not so great days. And so if you happen to have a bad experience that really is out of this world, you may want to put a review out there. But certainly if you see it's a pattern of service that you receive it somewhere. But, you know, then you also need to remember to compliment businesses when they give you service above and beyond what you expect.
Contact information for the Better Business Bureau of South Dakota.
You got it. Go online to bbb.org, and you're going to find everything you need, all kinds of reviews and business reviews on all sorts of businesses. And then you can always pick up the phone and call us right here, 271-2066.
She's our Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South
Dakota. Thanks, guys.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about another trip. This one, the Tour de Cure, tomorrow. Kinetico may not be the first water company you think of, but who should you be talking to?
It's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico. Hi, I'm Julene. In 2014, why not trade in your old electric water softener for a new Kinetico? We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener, and with a new Kinetico water softener that is free of electricity, you've cut the cord. Just call us at 339-3434 or visit KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
For water in the USA, it's as simple as running water. Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico. It's not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, East Sioux Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules. They just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24/7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
Best of Mike Gallagher. Weekend 6 to 9 p.m. Kello News Talk 1320 107.9.
Tour de Cure, South Dakota. Now less than 24 hours away, and Janet Harvey has been our tour guide. She's here to explain 8, 25, 50-mile bike rides tomorrow that leave from the Sanford Center, 7, 8:30, and 10.
That's correct, Bill. Tomorrow morning is the Tour de Cure. Now, for those of you that are not aware of what the Tour de Cure is, it is the American Diabetes' signature cycling event. It's a fundraising event, and it's our largest fundraising annual event. Now, this event is held in 88 cities across the country, and 44 states are involved. Now, they won't all be tomorrow, but throughout the year, that's how many states we have involved in this. So this is a very large event. like I said, for the American Diabetes Association. Tomorrow we do have the 8-mile ride, which is more of a family ride. Get the kids out, join us. We also have the 25-mile ride for a little more of an experienced bicycle rider, and then a 50-mile. But the one thing that a lot of people don't know about our event is we also have a walk, and we want to make sure that we encourage exercise and health in all forms. So we also have that walk event here in South Dakota.
All right, so you've got the big event tomorrow. The money that comes in, what's it used for?
The fundraising money that we're raising is going to be used for research. We're looking to get a cure. That's why we have named our event the Tour de Cure. We're hoping that eventually we can find a cure for diabetes. So we are fundraising to do some research for that, and that's our main purpose. So we'd love to have people come out. Now, as far as commitments for the fundraising, if you are a bicycle rider, meaning from the 8, the 25, or the 50-mile rides, you are committed to fundraising $150 per participant or per rider for the event. If you're going to be a walker tomorrow, you are committed to fundraising $40. So there's a little difference there for our walkers.
We talked about maybe having some people on the air with you, but you've got some stories that you want to share of people that this has touched, people that have been involved, people that obviously involved with diabetes.
Absolutely. I am the tour chairman for 2014 this year, and I personally do not have diabetes. But the reason I'm involved is because I know people with diabetes, and I can't imagine there's a listener out there that can't say there's a coworker, there's a family member, there's a spouse, there's a grandparent, a neighbor, someone who is affected with diabetes. It affects us all. It affects every life. And most of our committee chairmen, yes, they are personally either themselves diabetic or family members diabetic. We have one committee chair who has a 5-year-old son, and he was just diagnosed about a year ago. Now, River is just an exceptional, phenomenal story. He actually takes care of his own insulin, and he's only 5 years old. So he will suffer diabetes the rest of his life, but he has already accepted it, moved on, and he's living with it just fine. It's just a tragic thing when you have to see a little 5-year-old who has to be suffering with diabetes, but it's out there, and it's becoming more and more prevalent. Right now, they are estimating that every single day, 4,383 is what the estimate is, are diagnosed daily with diabetes. So it's huge. If you were born after the year of 2000, just one more statistic here. One of three Americans will suffer diabetes in their lifetime If you're a minority, that unfortunate statistic even goes down. It's one in two. So it's huge. And that's why we're writing. That's why we're fundraising. We're trying to find a cure.
We have a lot of people that don't know they have diabetes. And that's a separate category.
It is.
Something that concerns and parents should do what to make sure their kids are diabetes free?
Absolutely. First of all, talk to your family members. I have a personal friend who's 5-year-old, again, another very little child, passed away from juvenile diabetes. And so you have to realize that this is nothing to be hidden. Don't hide this in your family. If this is in your background, have your loved ones, have your family members checked. Right now, they estimate 25.8 million children and adults are living with diabetes. Like I said, 4,300 are being diagnosed daily. And here's the real staggering figure. 5.7 is the other estimate of people who are still undiagnosed. So if you feel like you have any kind of symptoms, talk to your doctor. Get some tests done. Don't hide from this. Face it. You can easily live with diabetes. It's not that. It's just you need to make life adjustments, and you need to be aware.
She's in a bright green shirt today. You can't miss her any place.
That's pretty loud, but I like it.
It is very loud, but it's my Tour de Cure shirt. I want to make sure people are well aware that we have our event tomorrow morning, and come on out to the Sanford Research Center.
All right, people have questions today. You've got a website. You got phone numbers. Share those so people that are saying, you know, I should have been involved. Do I still have time?
Yes, of course, you certainly do have time. Phone number, pick up the phone. It's 312-6439. You can also email. Sarah is our local diabetes employee here in town. That is S. Brock, B-A-R-C-K, at diabetes.org. Or you can go to the website, www.diabetes.org/tour South Dakota.
What we've learned is this is the signature cycling event. It's designed to help with a tour for diabetes. It's the Tour to Cure in South Dakota. There's a walk, 8 miles, 25 miles, 50 miles. It's a chance for you to help raise some funds, figure out maybe what's causing it, and create an awareness about diabetes, that it can affect any of us in any walk of life.
You're going to do the 50, Bill?
Probably not.
How about now?
I don't even own a bicycle.
Well, you can do the 50 walk.
Well, I could do that.
I mean, you do more than that on the golf course, don't you? They're a big shooter.
I do. And I do it in the name of diabetes because you have to find a place to exercise. Yes.
That's right. Exercise is very, very important, especially with people with diabetes. Absolutely.
Janet Harvey, we appreciate you taking time. Weather's supposed to be good tomorrow.
That's what I'm hoping, Bill. We're going to hope for that sunshine. Not too hot, not too cold. You know, we were trying to pick one of those just right days.
Well, you did well, and all the weather people are working with you. We're all praying that it makes a difference tomorrow.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
When we come back, we're going to talk Comfort King, and we'll check with a couple of members of the Business of Golf. That follows Fox Business News on the half hour. It's Your Business. I'm Bill Zortman, and we want to share a very important segment with you. Chris Larson, Comfort King, has the factory, has the mentality that helps us get a good night's sleep. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
We were just talking about both of us slept through the rain last night on a Comfort King.
That's right, and I think we both slept in zero gravity.
We did sleep in zero gravity, and the way that they're designed for each customer. It's not just roll them off a truck someplace. You've got a factory that has people come in, fit it. My wife could find it because you're near the mall. makes it real easy. And she still talks about Chris Larson. And a nurse doesn't do that very often, Chris, I will tell you.
Well, we love happy customers. That's number one. That's the only reason we're in business. It's number one. Reason anybody should be in business is to have happy customers, to fill a need, really to serve. That's what retail is all about, is serving the needs of people. And in our particular case, it's a pretty important one to get a good night's sleep. I mean, you can't live without three things: food, water, and sleep. That's our only three things we need. Everything else is just gravy. And so sleep is important, obviously. And at Comfort King, we design our own beds. And we've been doing it for coming on 20 years now. And we don't mess around. I mean, it's most of the mattress industry, what I've seen over the last 20 years, the big name brands are going downwards in the life expectation of a bed. And, you know, that shouldn't be shocking to hear from anybody. If you've bought an appliance, for example, in the last 10 years, they'll tell you they're not built to last 20 years anymore, the appliances. They're built to last, you know, 5 to 10 maybe. And mattress companies are the same way. They go and put cheaper foams in there, and so they can save some money up front. But then the important part is they get you back in the market in 5 years. That's the goal of quote-unquote big mattress. Not to name names, but you know who I'm talking about. The ones that dominate the
industry. You know who you are out there.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. And the thing is, you know, when these mattress stores open up in town, we've had some new ones open up. It's important for people to know, and they can go shop there and see, but those mattress stores that are so-called new in town are selling the same brands that the other mattress stores and furniture stores were already selling. They didn't come to town. It's not like a restaurant comes to town and they offer some new food that you've never eaten and you get to try it. It's different. With the mattress stores that are coming to town, they're selling the same brands for the same price. So you're not getting any new selection out there. They're just kind of offering the same thing everybody else does. So That's one thing that I think is important for people to understand. You're not getting any better service or quality. You're just getting bells and whistles. And at Comfort King, you know, we tell people it's what's on the inside that counts, because it is. It's not just about how pretty the fabric is. You know, it's not like a couch where you're, you know, a lot of furniture you buy, the looks of it is number one thing. And then comfort and quality kind of follow after that. But in a mattress, quality's the first thing. And that, because then comfort comes in, because, you know, we can make a bed feel any way you want, but what should be important to you as a consumer is what's it going to feel like in 5 years? And a salesman can't answer that question for you because they have no idea.
They don't know how you sleep. They don't know your pattern. They don't know anything.
True. And they don't know what that foam's going to feel like in 5 years, because really the retail salespeople, and believe me, I know this industry inside and out. I know guys that work for big mattress companies that are sales reps, and they go and they sell to the furniture store and they train the salespeople at the furniture stores. And they're not trained to provide a lot of data, a lot of real data about what the foam is and what, you know, what the durability factors are. So we do, you know, we focus on higher density foams. We test our beds. We have a mattress on the floor.
Doesn't everybody do that?
Well, actually, most of the major brands do test their beds. They send them into a company called Leggett & Platt in Missouri. And they have testing facilities. And they're, I think, the only company in the United States that offers that. But they don't share that with the public or with their customer, which is the retailer. I've never seen data on how long is this Sealy going to last, or Serta or whatever. But at Comfort King, we did that about 6 months ago. We sent in a mattress to get tested, one of our models. And they did 100,000 compressions on it. It's a Rollator test. And it's supposed to simulate 10 years of use. And we have that mattress on the floor at both of our stores. We cut it in half. And so you can see a cross-section of what the foam looks like, what the coils look like. And you can feel it. And, I mean, it looks like brand new. So that's what we're going for. You know, we know beds are going to wear. They're not going to look like brand new all the time because we use them so much. But we choose better parts. You know, some of our foam comes from Belgium. Most of our inner springs come from Germany. And so we're not just buying the whatever's convenient and then throwing them in a mattress and then putting a fancy fabric on it and then making up a weird name for it. We actually use the best components in the world, and we build them right here in Sioux Falls.
Chris Larson, Comfort King, the factory. And we talk about the importance of a good night's sleep. I'm going to quote from a story. And since we last talked, there was a story the USA Today and the Argus ran, talked about when you lose sleep, it's something you never really recover. And the lifespan is actually shortened when you don't get productive sleep over the years.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And the thing about sleep studies, they keep doing them because science hasn't...
And they're independent studies.
Yeah, because scientists are curious about sleep. We haven't figured it out yet of exactly what it means, how much is enough, and, you know, is 5 hours enough, and what can affect sleep. It's still a mystery, and I know that because we have a lot of folks who struggle with sleep, and they come to us and, you know, they want us to fix it. And sometimes a mattress can make a huge difference, and just like a power base and sleeping in zero gravity. But that's not the only thing that goes into sleeping good. And we know that. You know, we don't tell people we're going to fix your health problems. There's a lot of other health problems you got to address on your own. You know, we're all responsible for our own health. But if you want to have a healthy body and mind, you got to get sleep, because there's a process that happens, especially in your brain, at night when we sleep, a kind of a cleaning process where we deal with the cellular waste that occurs in our brains, and it gets dealt with and processed at night while we sleep. It's kind of like the janitor comes in after school when no one else is there and he's cleaning up.
So you're the janitor in the factory.
Yeah, I guess.
I hadn't thought about that.
I'm building the broom for the janitor. The janitor lives in your brain, and your janitor's...
Into specs.
Yeah. He's in your body, and so he takes care of, and you got your own personal janitor. But we give him the broom, and we give him the cleaning supplies, and everything should work. So that's what we're about at Comfort King. That's the number one thing that I want people to know about Comfort King. I mean, yeah, we're going to save you money because we're factory direct. Don't ever think you're going to pay more for a Comfort King than you will a Sealy. That's just silly. I mean, we save people money. But the number one thing that we're about is helping people sleep better. That's what we want to do.
Makes sense to me. You have a TV commercial running where you're whacking a mole, or I'm not sure who it is. I just hope it's not a radio guy that you're whacking on.
It's mattress stores. I'm whacking mattress
stores. Okay, so what are you saying with a whack on the mattress store?
Well, it's based on the game Whack-A-Mole, which we've all seen. But they pop up. You pop up and you knock them down. And the thing is with mattress stores, they seem to pop up. You know, they're popping up around here. And so we're just trying to say, hey, look, these other stores that are popping up aren't really anything unique and different. They have a different name. But what they're selling is basically the same stuff that the other furniture stores that have already been here for a long time, selling the same brand. They didn't provide anything different. It just kind of seemed like they're just here to make money. And to me, as a businessman, I don't like it when businesses pop up just to make profit on people, especially giant corporations. And, you know, the ones that have opened up lately, it's a huge corporation. They're huge. That just kind of seems like, I don't know if you call them carpetbaggers or, you know, they're just coming into town to make money. But there's local furniture stores that have been doing this for a long time, and they sell the same brands, and they've probably been doing a really good job. So I'm not just talking for me. You know, if I was one of the other stores that already sells Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, I'd be thinking, what's the deal? I've been doing this for a long time. And then this guy comes to town and he's selling the same stuff for the same price and acting like it's a new invention of something. And it's not, you know, and we should celebrate and support our local companies, you know, that are doing a good job. And then if somebody new comes to town and they're doing a good job too, then support them. But if it's just Me Too-ism, that's what I don't like. I don't like Me Too-ism in business, you know, where you just have copycats. I love innovation. And that's what we're about at Comfort King. We innovate. We've never followed, oh, well, what's Sealy doing? Let's do that. You know, that's not been our way. We have our own brains and we have our own abilities and machinery. We can design. I can build a bed, a brand new model today. In fact, a week ago, I introduced two new models on the floor. And what they are, one of them is the hardest bed we make, and one of them is the softest bed we make. Which I like. I like having extremes for people to try out.
People aren't the same.
Everybody's different. I could put people, if some people come in, I could put you on that softest bed we make, and it still wouldn't be soft enough for some folks. And I could put somebody on the hardest bed we make, and they would say it's not firm enough. So that people are wildly different. And that's why we have over 20 different models on the floor. And we could tweak one for you to fit your particular needs. If you say, well, my husband likes this a little different, I like my side a little different, we make one side different than the other. People ask that question a lot. That's easy to do. You know, that's what we do. We design beds for people. It doesn't cost you anymore. You know what I mean? To say, well, I want this a little different or something. We work with you.
Chris Larson, Comfort King. The best comparison I can make is when I go on the road. I'm used to my Comfort King, get a good night's sleep. Visited the Twin Cities this last weekend over the 4th. Spent two nights at a Holiday Inn. The bed was too soft. Went to stay with my daughter in Mankato. It was too small. And I came home, and guess what?
You'd realize you were Goldilocks.
It was just right.
Yeah, and that you're right. I go through the same thing. I hate staying at motels. I don't care. I don't care how much they. And, you know, hotels aren't cheap anymore. You know, you used to be able to get a $69.95 or $49.95.
Yeah.
Now they're $150. And what are you getting? You're getting a breakfast? Okay, well, the breakfast used to be kind of cool when they first started doing them. Now, after you've had them 20 times, it's not that good a breakfast. I can just, you know. But the bed is the thing when you go to a hotel. You want it comfortable. And if you're used to your own comfort at home, it's not the same. And but that's the way it should be. Your bed should be the number one thing you miss when you leave home. I know it is for me.
The factory, near the mall. Exact address?
We're next to the Royal Fork, south side of the Empire Mall.
So if you're hungry, you can go right over there afterwards, take a nap after a big meal.
Yep, and you can take a food nap after that.
Yeah, why not? And, of course, online you are?
ComfortKing.net.
All right.
.net.
If you're in the process of looking for something that'll give you a good night's sleep, you need to be alert when you get up in the next day. That ROI works if it's a Comfort King. Chris Larson, Comfort King, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about golf from a doctor and also golf addiction. All a part of It's Your Business.
One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesia, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 to 11, Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Well, let's talk with Dr. Tim Lee Burton, specialty orthopedics. He's part of our Business of Golf team that you hear on Wednesdays. Dr. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. You spent time with us on Wednesday, and you were talking a little bit about a patient you'd seen before our show. You were headed back to surgery. Everything work out?
Yeah, everything worked out well. He was able to get his MRI, and we determined that he has a problem that we can treat with physical therapy and a cortisone injection, and he's going to do great.
So, In essence, you took care of him. You're able to get him in and out like you do a lot of people in 24 hours. And if you got something wrong, you don't want to have to wait to get into a big hospital someplace.
Correct. Specialty orthopedics, we provide a unique service in that you can be seen by me, an orthopedic surgeon, to determine exactly what's wrong and determine all options, whether it's surgical or non-surgical options. And I find that every patient that walks into my door, they are treated special, not like a number. And you get to know the staff extremely well. You get to know me extremely well, and I get to know each patient. I do think that people deal with chronic pains too long, and sometimes people even burn a bridge by not having something looked at early enough, and they lose some options as it pertains to non-operative and operative treatment plans.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton with Specialty Orthopedics. We always like to talk a little bit about golf, all the injuries that are there. Tough year for some names like Tiger and Phil and Jason Day, Justin Rose, Jason Cockrock. Out to look for the British Open health-wise.
Yeah, especially for Jason Day, which I really feel bad for him because it doesn't seem like he has gotten the appropriate diagnosis and treatment plan because this has been lingering for him since he won at the beginning of the season. So the British Open, I've been watching the women's British that's going on right now, but hopefully Tiger can come back to form because I think the game of golf really needs him and or Phil Mickelson to be on that leaderboard over the weekend. Otherwise, it's difficult for the public to be excited about it.
Well, and of course, this week, kind of an interesting week. Your team is right up there in the hunt. I think you're number four. Austed and Zort SD are at 56 points in the John Deere. My son, who is the former commissioner of the league, is a couple of points back. And then we find Specialty Orthopedics right there in the driver's seat, ready to make a charge down the stretch.
Well, I have to admit that I forgot to move my players around, and maybe I didn't need to yesterday, but I'm not going to forget today and tomorrow. So don't be surprised if I win it again, just like I did last week, Bill.
All right. How do they reach you, Dr. Tim?
Specialty Orthopedics, 275-5560, or Google Specialty Orthopedics or Dr. Timothy Lee Burton.
All right. Tim, we appreciate it, and we'll talk with you next week.
Yep, good luck this weekend.
You betcha. Thank you. When we come back, we're going to talk with John, who is at Valentino's. And I know where Adam Scott is this morning. He's playing golf at Willow. We talked to him just at the top of the hour. So we'll catch up with him, catch up with you, and want you to stick around for our second hour. We're going to do some name dropping. Donald Sterling, Madonna, and Peter Pitt. All part of It's Your Business.
Togetherness is overrated unless it comes to saving with Sprint's new unlimited family plan. Hi, this is Norvo. For as low as $45 per month with seven people on Sprint's new unlimited family plan, you get unlimited data, talk, and text on the Sprint network. The bigger your family, the lower your rate. Embrace togetherness. Add Uncle Joe. Add the mailman, the water delivery guy. With Sprint's family plan, you save together but receive separate bills. Happy connecting from Sprint.
We've got your game. We are one fun score today.
One size does not fit all. Not in clothes, not in cars, and certainly not in golf clubs. Hi, this is Dave Austed from Austed's Golf, inviting you to get custom fit for your next clubs and see your game improve with every swing. We will look at club length, flex, loft and lie, even grip size to ensure you're swinging the best clubs for you. We use the same launch monitors you'll find on the PGA Tour, plus all the same brands. Titleist, Ping, Mizuno, Callaway, TaylorMade, Cobra, we have them all. Every player is different. Every swing is different. Don't be fooled by buying a standard club you'll find at a big box store. You won't be playing your best golf. The best part? Austed's custom fitting is free with your club purchase. So get fitted Austed's today and play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Oh, we got your game. Your Austed's golf store.
People who think share their ideas with us.
The president's doing great.
And we get some of the others calling in too. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Coming up in our 10 o'clock hour this morning, our legal voice, Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, talks about legal news that you may have been following. One of those is Donald Sterling, the NBA Clippers. He called an opposing attorney in his battle to keep his team a smartass and doubled that he had been practicing law for not a very long period of time. Madonna, a jury member, excused early due to distractions she caused as she showed up at the courthouse. Law school classes, the smallest since the 1970s. We'll talk commercial real estate with Ron Nelson, Nelson Property Consultants, including the success, as Jody Schwan mentioned at the top of this hour, with a PETA pit. And we'll set the stage for an August state that has optimists, not pessimists, looking for ways to turn the tide on service club memberships. All a part of what is buzzing this morning. The Rev is, he's kind of beside himself. He lost his symbols early in the hour when we mentioned the numbers show that we were. He's found it now.
Yeah.
Had to dust it off a little bit. And the Hot Harley Nights, is that a big deal?
It's a huge deal.
Tell
it's
me why.
Big deal for Make-A-Wish. They raised thousands of dollars for Make-A-Wish. That's the main goal that Char from J&L and Jim Entman have for this whole thing. It's to raise these money for these kids, you know, with these debilitating illnesses and whatnot, to give them Make-A-Wish. You know what Make-A-Wish is all about, Bill, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I've been in a couple of their fundraising events in the past.
Huge, huge fundraiser. And the funnest, the thing that the thing that people like the most just is the bike ride. You know, I don't have a bike, actually, and I'm not really a rider, but thousands of people.
And you were giving me a bad time about not having a bike?
Yeah.
And you don't have one either?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thousands of people will go in this parade all the way from J&L out there, north end of town, all the way downtown, police escort, and it's quite a deal. Have you ever seen the parade as it comes into downtown?
I have.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it rumbles the whole street, And then, of course, the big party. You know, they've got a lot of stuff going on tonight, too. There's parties downtown tonight. J&L's got stuff going on. And then tomorrow, of course, is the big party at the off Phillips Avenue there to the Falls, Phillips to the Falls, whatever, the gateway, whatever you want to call it, to the Falls. big outdoor stage going up today. Rock and Roll Damnation, my AC/DC tribute band's going to be there. The biker crowd loves AC/DC, Bill. And we're going to give them a whole night of it. We got a bunch of surprises coming up, doing some stuff that we don't normally do, making it a little bit jazzed up, I guess you could say, if you, you know, can call it that.
And next week, Rev is generally always with me to drive the bus on these shows. We haven't talked about the bus in a while. But you're working on another musical event next week.
Well, Jazz Fest is next week, and going to help do a little setup for them out there. But that's, I mean, this time of summer, you know, there's something going on all the time. You've got Hot Harley tomorrow night, Hot Harley nights. Got Jazz Fest next week. You know, you've got the fair coming up in August. I mean, and Jazz Fest is a huge deal, too, and they've got an awesome lineup this year. So,
well, and the Rev is in the middle of that, and, you know, God bless you for being involved. And then not to mention those two, but isn't there a third event that you have a plan for?
Well, at the end of August, we've got Jam Against Hunger 14th annual coming up this year.
All musically tied.
Yeah.
All three events.
Yep. We're going to have five acts total for Jam Against Hunger 14. Cool thing about that, you know, this is a business show, and the cool thing about Jam Against Hunger is that it's local businesses that make the whole show go. These companies will kick in money and get stuff paid for, and all the bands play for free, and all these companies will make donations to Feeding South Dakota. And it's because of local businesses that this show flies from the word go. So, and that's coming. We'll talk more about that in August. It's not till the last Sunday of August. It's the 24th at Terrace Park.
All right. We were going to talk with Adam Scott. He obviously is having trouble off the tee out at Willow as a part of the Great Life. One of the things that Adam would tell you this morning is that his team is at the bottom of the heap. He should have spent a little time getting ready this week. And Jerry Kelly, Dave Austed's favorite player out of Wisconsin, Steve Stricker's number two, has reached the leaderboard. He has gone to 9-under this morning. They're playing at the John Deere. I know some people from Sioux Falls that are making the drive over there Saturday and Sunday. It's not that far away, and if you enjoy professional golf, it's a good place to go. The other guy that is surprising this morning, Jordan Spieth, has gone 5-under. He is now back into contention. 10 o'clock hour, we're kind of excited this morning. We've got all the players in place. We've got our lawyer who is getting ready to come in and stand up as the judge arrives as we symbol in our next show. We'll talk a little bit about lawyers in general, that there's going to be fewer lawyers going to school. That's the number, the lowest since the 1970s. Reb, please don't applaud as Tom Johnson joins us talking about that. We'll talk about the other things that he deals with as a law practice, something that Johnson Christensen Law, SiouxFallsLaw.com, has done for a long period of time. And I look forward to the end of the hour because we're going to talk with a young lady that's putting together a convention like a lot of service clubs that are very much concerned about dwindling memberships. It was, believe it or not, 7 months ago today that the Sioux Falls Business Journal headline talked about dwindling numbers for service clubs. They're right on track with that, but we're trying to bring clubs together to find ways to make it work. One club in town who will have their president joining us actually doesn't take all the members that want to join. Is there a way that we could share? We're going to see if we can explore that, make some positive news as a part of It's Your Business in hour number two. Are we about ready to close up shop hour one?
I think you have about 13 seconds, Bill.
Let's see. And normally we would say
10 now.
My time's up. Thank you for yours.